Right now, Halloween is creeping up on us, and for some people, thinking up the perfect costume is a big deal. We asked some of our colleagues about their favorite costume memories. Here's a few they shared. Shemaine from the news department says she dressed up as Pebbles from the Flintstones with a full-length fake fur skirt and a huge dog bone in her hair. Rachel, one of our producers on Central Time, dressed as Selena, the famous Latina pop star, by chopping up her sister's old prom dress, hopefully with permission. Eva from Audience Services said her mom once spent days creating a belly button costume, complete with lint from the dryer. And Maureen from Wisconsin Life likes to make her own costumes. Her most memorable one was a two-person horse costume with her husband. They won a costume contest with that. I want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What is the best costume you've ever come up with? Any memories from when you were a kid or a costume-loving grown-up? Do you make your own, buy them from the store, and do you have a plan for your costume this year? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lori Wanninger is the owner of Lori's Costume Shop in West Bend. The store offers costume rentals, custom costumes, and alterations as well. Lori, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Now, I assume this is the peak time of year for you in the costume business, right?
Yes, it is. Busiest 10 days of the year.
And yeah, is it just around-the-clock insanity for you?
Pretty much, yep. We're up late hours getting everything ready, your costumes prepped to go out for the next day.
Now, talk about your approach to costumes. I understand you make a lot of your own there.
Yes, we do. Yes, I've been a seamstress since I was about 12, so I like to create them. They're a lot of fun. People give me ideas, they bring pictures in, or I just look on the internet and come up with what's up and coming or popular, and we create it.
Yeah, and so what goes into making a new costume?
Internet research is the main thing, and then we figure out what kind of fabric we need, and then we put it together with a picture, like I said, and we just kind of fit it to, we are a rental business, so we try to fit it to the larger size so we can make it smaller if somebody is a different size. So we have to consider sizing when we make them.
Now, are you a big fan? Have you always been a big fan of dressing up on Halloween?
Yeah, my birthday is the day before Halloween.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a thing for me for many years.
So what are some of your costume highlights over the years that you personally have worn?
Well, we do a group. So there's always a group of us going, and we always it's a couple things that we pair up. And when you walk in someplace, there's 10 of us doing all of the same idea. Like, we all went as pirates.
Right, I saw a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. Or we all went as, like, Roman warriors or princes and princesses. So we just, you know, the whole group goes. It's more fun when you have a bunch of people.
And I understand you took over the store for somebody who'd been doing the same thing, making and selling costumes for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about the history of your shop in West Bend?
Yeah, Gloria was in West Bend for 27 years. She was 75, and she was retiring, and I saw this for sale sign, thought it would be fun, and we've been doing this for 14 years. So our store has accumulated probably 40 years worth of costumes.
Wow. And what are some of the things people are asking for in this last couple of years? What are some of the trends you see in costumes?
The tradition the last couple of years has been creepy, Halloween. witches, warlocks, skeletons, zombies. Yeah, for some reason, old traditional Halloween has come back.
Supernatural creatures.
Correct, yes.
I want to bring on a caller. We've got Barb with us in Brown Deer. Barb, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Do you have a costume memory for us?
I do. I grew up in the 1950s, and we didn't have a lot of resources. It was post-World War II. So dry cleaning came in paper bags. So we would, children would take paper bags, cut a hole for the head and the arms, and then we would spend probably 2 weeks with crayons and paint and decorate those bags, and that's what we wore.
That's great. And they were all on themes, I guess?
I don't know about that. We just probably decorated whatever, and we would attach things to the bags. There was always some creative attachment, and sometimes that didn't always work out. It would be too heavy for the bag, and it would rip the bag apart.
Oh, but no.
You didn't care. You just were happy running out in the streets collecting your loot.
All right, Barb, thank you so much for sharing that. And Lori, that's part of the fun, right? The creativity, even if you're not working with real fancy materials.
Oh, yes, absolutely. If you love to create, you love to do Halloween costumes.
And have people come in looking for really weird, off-the-beaten-path over the years at your store?
Yes. Yeah. The world is pretty diverse. I think I've heard it all.
That's great. Barb, thanks a lot for that call. We're talking about Halloween costumes. You can share your favorite or maybe a Halloween costume mishap at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lori Wanninger is with us from Lori's Costume Shop in West Bend. We'll go now to Frank in Appleton. Frank, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's your story, Frank?
Well, a few years ago, we were invited to a party, my wife and I found out about an hour before that it was a costume party for Halloween. I had absolutely nothing planned whatsoever, so I had to think pretty quickly. So what I did is I took my daughter's batting helmet from softball and wrapped it in foil, and it had a face mask on it to make it look like a different kind of helmet. I then took some cardboard and made kind of a breastplate out of it and wrapped it in foil, and then made a little flimsy wood sword. I then took three stuffed animal dogs and sewed them to the sweatshirt I was wearing, and I went as Three Dog Night.
Oh, it's a pun. I did not see that coming, Frank. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you went there with other people, because one is the loneliest number. Frank, thanks a lot for calling in. Lori, I love it. The pun Halloween costume. I'm a big fan. I'm very uncreative with Halloween costumes. I'm a big fan when people can pull off that kind of visual pun. Is that something you've worked on in the shop?
Yeah, I've seen some of the, like the serial killer. You take a box of cereal and some forks or some knives. Yeah, there's always some fun ones.
Oh, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Randy in Kaukauna. Randy, hi.
Hey. Well, mine was quite simple but effective. It was a totally white body stocking with fuzzy white slippers and a bright yellow gag wig, you might say, and I was going as a used Q-tip.
Ew. All right. Randy, sure, I guess that plays for the right crowd. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Randy. I appreciate that. Lori, I understand the slogan, kind of the motto of your shop is be someone else for a while. Why do you think we find it fun to dress up, at least on this one day of the year?
Well, incognito works really well. I think a lot of people like to be covered up to be somebody else, so you're freer with your person. I mean, you can walk up to somebody and they don't know who you are, and it's more fun to play something different than who you are every day.
All right, thanks for that call. We'll go to Chuck now in Madison. Chuck, hello. What was your costume?
I went as made myself a life-size tomato soup can with hula hoops and wrapping paper, and my girlfriend went as Andy Warhol.
All right, and you were the art creation. How was that to move around in, Chuck?
Actually, I made it kind of surprisingly well. I used three hula hoops hooked together with clothes hangers. So it's sort of like an old barrel. You
okay.
know how those old barrels, people would wear a barrel?
Sure.
You know, when they were back in the old days. I made it sort of like that, where it clipped on... I wore a pair of shorts under it, of course, and I typeset net weight, and it looked like an exact tomato soup can.
Fantastic, Chuck. I love it. Lori, I mean, it's easy to just go and buy that plastic mask at the store, and I'll be honest, if I decide at the last minute to wear a costume, that's what I do. Talk about the fun in getting more creative than that, just getting something at the drugstore on the way home.
Duct tape is really popular. aluminum foil, cardboard. Yeah, there's a lot you could pull together
with those raw materials. Now, and you do a lot of vintage type stuff, I understand, too. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. With 40 years with the collecting, we have a lot of vintage clothing and vintage suits and hats. Mm-hmm.
I think we have time for another call or two. Jeannie is with us in Sun Prairie. What costume did you want to tell us about, Jeannie?
My daughter, I didn't realize when I bought her a pony that they would celebrate the holidays and, of course, and have Halloween costume shows and stuff like that. So I took my white pony and sponge painted it like a Dalmatian, and dressed my daughter up as Cruella de Vil.
Oh,
and
that's fantastic. That sounds like a prize winner. Was there a prize involved here, Jeannie?
She won. She did win.
I love it. Let's go to Becca now in Elk Mound. Becca, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am an art and music teacher at McDonald Area Catholic Schools in Chippewa Falls, and we just got done with a team building exercise for our teachers. And at one of my schools, we just completed painting on shirts that were all different colors, and they say crayon down the middle. So each teacher is a different color crayon. And then at the younger school, we just painted orange shirts to look like jack-o'-lanterns. So on Tuesday, we're all going to be jack-o'-lanterns, and on Wednesday, we're going to be a box of crayons.
That's fantastic, Becca. Thanks a lot for that story. Lori, just briefly as we wrap up, even at this stage in the game, are you still actually sewing and seamstressing costumes together?
Yes, we are.
It goes up, goes to the last minute for you.
All next week and actually even into the beginning of the next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lori, I will let you get back to work right now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all for all of your calls as well. You can keep sharing your costumes on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We had Susanna here at WPR, did a Maude Lebowski costume from The Big Lebowski. We had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Tyler. Carol in TV made her own leg lamp costume. Keep sharing your Halloween costume memories and or plans on the Ideas Network Facebook page.